A Savior Who Was Forsaken in My Place. A Devotion for Good Friday. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Can you imagine a sermon just one paragraph long? Probably. One sentence? Maybe. One word? Unlikely. How about a sermon as short as a single letter? In fact, the smallest letter of the alphabet. Yes, you can imagine that if you know the preacher. It was Jesus. From his cross, Jesus shouts the same one-letter sermon twice. Look at the Hebrew word Eli in Jesus' quotation from David's psalm in Matthew's gospel. The I in Eli is a one-letter sermon. It is the my of my God, El, in Matthew's translation. That my speaks eloquent volumes. As Jesus shouts to his God from the cross, 3 hours of darkness begun at Good Friday's noon come to an end. God forsaken, Jesus endures those hours in the agony of hell. Understand God forsaken and hell literally. Forget the flippant way that our culture treats such words. What Jesus goes through for half an afternoon of blackest night does not just hurt like hell. It is hell. His God withdraws his love. His Father is no longer well pleased. Jesus stops being his beloved Son. Instead, God makes him who had no sin to be sin. Jesus is now sin itself, indeed, the sinner himself. And God punishes sin, all sin, in Jesus, with the full force of his anger. Yet, my God, why have you forsaken me, is not a rhetorical question asked only to underline this apparent injustice. Jesus really prays for an answer. In a way we cannot understand, the all-knowing Son of God and Son of Man really did not know why. That means worse suffering. The answer, the world's salvation, would ease his torture. Yet, amid that unfathomable pain of body and especially soul, he still calls upon my God. Even in his agony, Jesus remains faithful to his God as our brother and substitute. He trusts perfectly that God is just and will answer justly. You have that answer. You are not forsaken by God, because Jesus was forsaken for you. You are able to pray, my God, because Jesus prayed it in your place. And his Spirit made you what God now calls you, my child, in another one-letter sermon. We pray, Jesus, my Savior, thank you for enduring the agony of hell so that I can know the joy of heaven. Amen.